You're listening to Morning Edition on Capital Public Radio. It's Friday. Time to check in with Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal.
Hey, Steve.
Fridays are when we talk about the week's business news. Lots of food and drink news to talk about this week. Let's start with beer. American River Brewing in Rancho Cordova has closed, and Rubicon Brewing in Midtown is closing. What's going on here?
We don't have too many specific details about the closures at this point, but we do know that the closures reinforce the fact that the brewery business is tough, and it's arguably getting tougher. Rubicon was in Midtown for almost 30 years, and it's also closing its West Sacramento taproom. And American River Brewing over there in Rancho Cordova was founded in 2012. As we all know, the local beer scene has grown significantly in recent years. There are currently more than 50 breweries in the greater Sacramento area.
And more of these places are still opening.
Yes, that's correct. We have several new breweries in the works all over the area, from Midtown Sacramento to Newcastle. Also, many existing breweries are expanding with new locations. Now, we recently learned that Track 7 Brewing is thinking about opening a tasting room in the Oddfellows building in Old Town Roseville. This is a pretty prominent property that dates to 1878, and Track 7 already has locations in Hollywood Park and North Natomas. Another existing brewery that's expanding, Out of Bounds Brewing, is moving forward with a new brewery and restaurant in Folsom, which will join its existing Rockland site.
So with the brewery industry getting so competitive, what does it take for these places to survive?
Obviously, quality and variety of beers could be a big factor. It's possible that with all these options, consumers are simply less forgiving of what they might perceive as bad beer. I also think that there's an expectation to some extent to offer draws beyond the beer itself. That possible Track 7 location in Roseville would have a yard area for games like croquet and cornhole, and Out of Bounds in Folsom will have outdoor features like a concert stage. Now, all of these factors might help a brewery, but unfortunately, we all know there's no magic formula for success, and like any industry, not all breweries will survive.
Well, let's move beyond beer. There was other business news this week. In fact, retail options are expanding in the suburbs with some pretty interesting projects in the works.
Yes, over in El Dorado Hills, the second phase of an existing development called Montaño de El Dorado is moving forward. It will have 74,000 square feet of retail space. And over in Rockland, a planned project called Rockland Station would have 5 buildings on more than 6 acres on the southwest corner of Sierra College Boulevard and Interstate 80.
Seems like we're always hearing about brick and mortar retail struggling. How will these centers attract customers?
Well, inevitably, restaurants will play a big role. That Rockland project has lots of people excited because it would include the Cracker Barrel restaurant chain. That's popular in the South, but it hasn't opened any locations here yet. And the El Dorado Hills project that I mentioned is expected to include a hotel and an amphitheater. And that amphitheater is part of this growing idea of lifestyle centers, the centers that offer experiences such as concerts and movie nights instead of just stores.
A well-known dessert business in the area has new owners with a name that may be familiar to some people.
Yes, the Icing on the Cupcake chain. It's now owned by members of the Schnetz family, which includes Eric Schnetz, the founder of the local Chicago Fire pizza chain. The other owners who will be leading the business are his wife, his daughter, and his wife's sister. These women will be at the forefront of the operations, and they hope to expand and enhance the business.
And this chain's been around for a while.
Yes, it began in Rockland in 2007 and grew quickly, but the chain filed for bankruptcy in 2013, and it closed its 4 locations at the time in early 2014. Now, this chain was later revived with ownership changes, and it reopened as a single location in Rockland. It now has 3 local sites, including that Rockland store.
How is this going to change the Chicago Fire pizza place?
Well, there is a connection, and you can now find cupcakes in addition to pizza at Chicago Fire.
Well, sort of what I asked you with all the breweries, with so many new dessert shops popping up, how do these new owners plan to stay competitive?
Well, they expect to continue to offer customized orders for parties, weddings, corporate events, things of that nature. The new owners say that that's something that they do really well. Also, single cupcakes are available at the stores, and the owners hope to continue expanding that selection, which includes vegan cupcakes.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.